77,000 Service Trees by Sri Chinmoy, Part 30. I throw myself into the heart of every moment to worship my Lord Supreme. If you live only for God, then God will allow you one day to soar on his own ecstasy wing. We must carry our faith far beyond the limits of our imagination. Each heart experience is a most beautiful and fruitful treasure. May my aspiration heart soon burst into eagerness flame. Each sincere seeker has to magnify the message of God's love. In the still hours of the night, God comes on tiptoe into our heart room, only to bless us sweetly, cheerfully, and powerfully in his own way. I see and feel the breath of God enshrined in the heart of every human being. God tells me that he will make my aspiration heart wings longer than the longest. It is never too late to return to our Lord's heart home. Words fail, silence prevails. Let us not worry. God has not forgotten this world, his creation. Humility I need in my entire being. Humiliation, no, never. Self-perfection is available only in the heart of self-examination. The moment I saw my master, I felt that all my guilt disappeared. There is no such thing as an unavoidable descent into the darkness abyss. Each soul dream of our life has to be pursued and fulfilled. Who is calling whom? God the beggar or man the wanderer? My Lord, I may not be able to follow you, but I do wish to follow your shadow everywhere. The dissatisfaction of the mind is almost incurable. It is so strange. Even with our eyes wide open, we do not walk straight to our destination. Self-contradiction is another name for the mind. It is so difficult to resist negativity's unwanted arrival. The path of the mind is endless, leading nowhere. Latecomers also will be given a chance. Sleeplessly pray and meditate. Definitely you will be able to come out of your mind's inferno. I can clearly see that my soul is starving unnoticed. If we can be independent of self-gratification, then God's satisfaction will not remain a far cry. We must realize that God's compassion eye is infinitely more powerful than any evil. Before accusing others of misdeeds, just dive deep within and then see what you have to say. Everything in God's creation can take shelter easily under the wing of God's boundless compassion. If anybody asks me where I live, I can easily say that I live far, far away from Ignorance Cave. I have infinitely more important things to do than to believe in the power of ignorance night. O my mind, do not give up. Start again. A new enthusiasm is blossoming inside you. Do not fall asleep inside the body of blind unwillingness. The mind does not want to try. The soul wants to try, and at the same time it wants to cry at the feet of our Lord Beloved Supreme. My life knows how to sleep. God's heart knows how to weep. We must know that our mind's greed can never be our heart's need. Expectation suffers precisely because it does not want to know what dedication is. The mind cannot appreciate anything, even God's unconditional grace. Fault finders are forced to take a zigzag path to nowhere. Mother Earth is full of her children's sobs and sighs. Make inspiration your choice. Aspiration will touch inspiration and carry you far beyond. Insecurity prayers are too feeble for God to hear. God's permission voice is my life's only choice. God service champions are very, very rare. Mother Earth asks us to follow her and give everything cheerfully and unreservedly. Nobody can escape God's message light permanently. May God's forgiveness be our only thought. God tells us that He will bring us closer and make us dearer, provided we live in our aspiring heart and not in our doubting mind. God wants me to claim Him as my own, very own, here on earth and there in heaven. Whatever hurts us in our outer life secretly blesses us in our inner life. A great silence from our soul teaches us how to deal not only with our inner world, but also with our outer world. I do not know how God's love can be alien to anybody. God expects his worshippers to heal this broken world. I must no more allow my deplorable past to linger on. Like the fleeting moments, I wish my life to dissolve into the infinite. Neither happiness nor unhappiness, but only God's will ultimately prevails. Do not allow your mind's dark clouds to eclipse your aspiration heart, son. Never. From the little things that God does for us, we can clearly see and feel how much love he has for us. First, we must free our mind. Then only shall we be able to find God here, there, and everywhere. God's compassion eye is more than ready and eager to protect us, but alas, we never value it. Not to expect is a very encouraging sign of progress. To my great joy, I do not believe in ignorance anymore. Lo, my life is all peace. Every day, give yourself another chance. You are bound to win in the battlefield of life. The demise of wrong forces is absolutely certain. I dearly love my heart's God's satisfaction tears. Only when we dive deep, very deep, can we experience stillness beauty and stillness power. If we enjoy our pride, God will force us to suffer destruction writhe. Self-givers are destined to receive the highest God satisfaction salary. My God surrender is the composer of all my aspiring heart songs. May my mind heavily, consciously, and constantly rely on detachment. When the time comes to sail, if we are in the mind boat, we are bound to fail. Humility room is the safest place to live. God blesses us with new capacity whenever we have a real need. God always keeps his aspiring seekers under his protection arms. Imagination does have the capacity to accomplish the impossible. May my lifeboat be built with divine God deeds. O my God, inspiration, joy, do keep me always on the right track. May each moment of my life open to a new God-longing sky. I must not forget even one divine thought that enters into my life. The heart always seeks God. The mind quite often denies God. If you are pure in heart, only then can you be impervious to evil. My Lord, how long do I have to remain in the jungle of my mind world? My Lord's unconditional compassion has awakened me from a long-lasting coma. My lethargy body, I will have absolutely nothing to do with you. Self-imposed problems are insoluble. My God service is at once my life perfection and my God satisfaction. My heart's delight heartbeats live only for me, and vice versa. Drink deep the energy of your dynamic vital before you enter into the battlefield of life. Self-giving is the fullness of life. Every time I see God, I am mesmerized by his beauty, fragrance, eye. Every morning my heart sings my Lord's compassion victory songs. God obedience road is free of obstacles. A purity heart does have the capacity to illumine the doubting mind. Every day we must vehemently stand against doubt interference. My aspiration heart every day clears a doubt-free path for me. A real aspiration climber knows not how to rest. Follow the stars of the welkin. Your life will have a totally new meaning. If we can smile and sing all the time, then we can stop our life from aging. No matter where I go, my Lord's concerned heart follows me. I must take up the God love course as soon as possible. The mind storm stops the moment heart faith beckons. self-giving means happiness becoming. God hunger and God satisfaction are very close to each other. God loves my selflessness service infinitely more than anything else. When I share my happiness, I multiply it. In my inner world, God means blessing shower. In my outer world, God means forgiveness tower. Cheerfulness leads us straight to God's heart home. The mind inspiration does not carry us a very long distance. The heart aspiration carries us throughout the length and breadth of the world. My half-hearted prayers, God returns with no response. My whole-hearted prayers, God breathes in and fulfills himself. My God-obedience life keeps me extremely close to my Lord's compassion infinite. My God-worshipping heart always sings most devotedly and most hauntingly. Aspiration expedites our God-manifestation dreams. We must do everything at the fastest speed of our aspiration heart. I breathe in, and day out, the fragrance of my Lord's compassion eye. How I wish my life could be a lotus heart of beauty and joy. When God knocks at your door, open it immediately with your heart's utmost devotedness. I am desperately trying to expand my heart so that I can become a real member of my Lord's immediate family. Nothing of our Lord Supreme ever goes out of style. A God oneness heart knows no sorrow. The uncertainty and fear of tomorrow cannot torture my today's confidence heart. May my God hunger and God thirst every day, every hour, every minute, and every second increase. When you offer something to anybody, do it with both hands wide open. An aspiring heart is always eager to hear news about God. May my aspiration heart sparkle with God ecstasy. Do not allow the worries and anxieties of your mind to last indefinitely in your life. Meditation is the only ticket that the higher worlds accept from us. Only meditation has the capacity to pave the way to heaven. self-reliance can be easily replaced by insecurity. Our aspiration heart is the source of our self-transcendence life. Only with our selflessness smiles can we enter into the heart home of heaven. When I meditate in the morning, I do two things. I try to illumine my mind, and I try to transform my heart. My Lord, do give me the capacity to destroy my torturing and tortured desire list here and now. When I pray, the newness dawn enters into my heart. When I meditate, the fullness of the beyond enters into my life. The sweetness of the heart adds to everything that aspires. On principle, my mind never enters my heart temple. My heart every day enters my mind jungle with its God-given light to transform the mind, but my heart sadly fails. Alas, the doubting mind scoffs at everything that the heart believes in. Every day I am trying to grow into my heart's most spacious oneness. An early riser is an exceptional aspiration climber. Determination clears the road of separativity. If you want to throw yourself into the heart sea of God, then do it wholeheartedly, plus immediately. If you do not aspire, then you are bound to have a homeless heart. If you do not have a constantly increasing love for your master and loyalty to your master, then you are not going to succeed in your spiritual life. The hour of world darkness extinction is not far away. When God wants to lead you, just collect your body, vital, mind, and heart and follow Him. Heaven descends when my mind smiles are extremely sincere. Heaven descends when my heart tears are extremely pure. Each God-realized soul is a pioneer in the world of aspiration and dedication. To maintain an unblemished life record is almost an impossible task. There shall come a time when all children of the world will enjoy one thing: peace dream. Love, simplicity, sincerity, and purity. And you will become God's choice child immediately. Heaven suffers when our heart is empty of God gratitude. The mind room demands an exorbitant rent. When we are absolutely pure, God Himself teaches us how to swim in the blue river of time. Alas, I do not know why and how, my mind is always preoccupied with fears, doubts, and anxieties. My God gratitude tears do not climb. They just fly and fly. When I came into my heart room, I saw a blessingful note from my Lord Supreme. My child, I shall be coming to visit you very shortly. The annihilation of the individual ego is of constant need in the inner world. I must ask myself if I want a good life of my own or a God life to please God in His own way. We must ceaselessly try to make each hour God's hour. Cheerfulness is another name for fearlessness. I must not be a victim to my hesitation mind. God wants us to dive into our inner life at top aspiration speed. God knows and feels that every human being is His choicest child. Only my Lord Supreme has the first and last word in my life. There should be no preconceived ideas about the spiritual life. Every day my Lord energizes me with His unreserved love and concern. I tell my Lord that waiting for Him is a most difficult task. God tells me, "My child, I have been having that experience for a long time." To make my life sweet and beautiful, my God devotion is of paramount importance. If it is true that the world mistreats you, then it can be equally true that your life is only for God's compassion and God's attention. My Lord, if I do not feel your love constantly, my life will swim in the sea of tears. My Lord, are you not sick of me? No, my child, never. It is you who have this disease. God dearly loves the life of simplicity. For me, there is only one privilege, to serve my Lord Supreme. This world of darkness is helping me immensely to urgently focus on my aspiration heart and dedication life. My Lord, how I wish I could adequately express my devotion feelings about you. Aspiration occupation is my only illumination. The divine presence of the inner pilot we must treasure in the very breath of our gratitude heart. Down the sweep of centuries, man has been longing for something, but alas, he does not know what it actually is. Each time I take a baby step towards my Lord Supreme, his heart becomes a sea of joy and pride. My God devotion heart is my most sacred and most precious treasure. We must protect our spiritual life more than anything else. Alas, I can clearly see that I have been loving ignorance night more than I can ever imagine. At every moment, my Lord blesses me with his compassion fulfillment assurances. Our love of God every day has to be bright, brighter, brightest. My Lord, my heart dictionary houses only two words, you and yours. When a seeker loses his devotion, he faces the greatest tragedy. Necessity is something that we can create, reveal, and manifest. The inspiration of the mind has to be increased on a daily basis. No more delay in my heart's spiritual progress. No more. No more. I must speak to my Lord Supreme not in my own way, but in his own language. My Lord, I can be tired of everything, but I shall never be tired of looking at your feet.